Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Friday the 1st of July 2011. All of the technology news from the previous 48 hours in around 5 minutes. So Virgin Media is working hard on a brand new music service. Everyone's going, ooh, maybe because it's going to be fantastic. And yes, it probably is, because the rumour is, and they've kind of confirmed it, that Spotify is involved. So all the benefits that you've currently got if you're a Spotify member, you'll be able to get if you're a Virgin Media customer, as well as there'll be fantastic amounts of music available to you, and there's probably going to be stuff that'll be even be held locally as well as, but it'll all be encrypted, of course. Virgin is very chuffed, and so should all of their customers be. MySpace has been sold. Do you remember MySpace? Yes, that was the thing that used to be worth $580 million when it was bought by News Corporation. Well, they've shoved it on because they need the money, because they're trying to buy B-Sky B. Unfortunately, they only got $35 million for it, 22 million quid. It's been sold to Specific Media, who seem to have got a good deal. And it looks like they could have bought a bit of a dead donkey until you realise that Justin Timberlake is one of the people that now holds a part share in MySpace. I'd have said that everyone else on the planet would have caused it to fail, but if Justin Timberlake's involved, watch this space. Now, Google Plus was released this week, of course, and everyone's tried to sign up for it, and no one bloody can, because, oh, dear me. And everyone said that it might fail. I've always said that it's going to fail if they treat it like Buzz and Wave and they don't embrace the app. It seems that they've been listening, because the app for Google Plus social networking is out. If you've got an Android phone already, then there's apps available for you to go on, and there's one coming for the iPhone soon, apparently. No word on BlackBerry, Windows Mobile or Symbian, though. They could be out with the trash. And if you ever needed evidence how important applications are to mobile computing, then the iPad is the mark, because they've passed 100,000 applications as a milestone. Other tablets can look on and weep, because I'm afraid they're not even close to that. And most of the applications that are out there are utter crap, but the key ones that you need are the ones that you need. And without applications to fit your platform, today in the marketplace, you're about as useful as MySpace. Edge has released the HD2. It's a tiny little PC that's small enough to fit behind your television on a clip. And it's got HDMI out, which can also then go to DVI. There's a cable that comes with it as a converter, and the cable's not long enough. It sports a very basic processor, as you might imagine, 1.8 dual core Intel Atom, 2 GB of RAM and a 320 GB hard disk. This thing's built to be linked up. It's got a USB slot and it's got an Ethernet port. There's no word on a price yet, though, unfortunately. If it's really, really cheap, then it's a real winner, I would have said. Now, in the next feature, we're going to prove that there's some crap for that. The evil mad scientist laboratories have created the 555 chip footrest. It looks like an old chip that you'd stick in your motherboard, and it sits very stably, of course, because it's got 8 legs, but the little spidery thing lets you rest your feet on it when you're watching the TV or playing with your iPad. If I had a price for it, I might buy one, because it does look lovely gorgeous. And proving that there is some real crap out there, someone has invented a robotic armpit. Yes, you heard me. Now, armpits aren't renowned for their manipulation, so it should be an awful lot easier than a hand. And the good thing is it's got loads of holes in it as well, and a whole load of pipes that go from it. So yes, you've guessed it. It sweats remotely as well. I think we have a show title. More crap gadgets are out there. There's one here that you're really going to have if you're an iPhone 4 user, and it is a dock fan. Basically, you plug it into your dock and a fan spins round and keeps you cool. It's like the old little things that you wave in front of your face. What does it do to your iPhone's battery power? Probably not a lot of good based on how fast it goes round, and it probably doesn't cool your face either. It's about as useful as the Dyson fan, I would have said, by looking at the pictures and the video. And finally, crap gadget of the year award, or perhaps most mistaken gadget of the year award, has to go to the Hanako human dental patient robot. This is a robot that dentists use to practice on to do their teeth and that kind of things. But unfortunately, when you say lean back and say ah, the plastic lady leans back, opens her mouth, and looks remarkably like my blow-up weekend girlfriend. Bad luck, people. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at Bagel Tech News. If you've got a review, please stick it on iTunes. Every show on the network needs reviews, and we'd be really grateful if you could possibly do it for us. Thank you ever so much. We'll be back on Monday with a roundup of the weekend news as normal. Don't forget, next Friday is the Bagel Tech Bash. So if you come to the Bash, you can send me an email at bageltechnews@gmail.com and I'll send you an invitation and directions. And there'll be free beer and free food and a barbecue going on. And all the panel shows will be done live. And guess what? If you come along, you'll be on the panel by default. We're having loads and loads of microphones and hopefully loads and loads of fun. Have a good weekend. Thanks for listening.